Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and this is the Faith Cafe. And thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful day the Lord has made. And we're just happy to be here with you on this beautiful day. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God forevermore. And we're just going to go into prayer and begin our study here. Father God, I just thank you for your goodness. One more time, just thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you, Father God, for you are the glory and the strength, Father God, of our life. Father God, you're the glory, the lifter of my head. You are the strength of my life. Father, you are our strong tower, our shield, and our buckler. And we thank you, Father, because we know that your words say the righteous, we shall run into you and we're safe. And we thank you because you are our divine protection. And we give you thanks and give you praise on this day, Father God. And I speak as I minister forth the oracles of you. I pray that your word would fall upon good ground where the heart is prepared to receive your word, that your word be received with gladness and it would bring forth fruit in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shield, he's our buckler, and he is our strong tower. The Lord is gracious unto his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, no good thing will hold from thee that walk uprightly before him. Praise God. Not saying that you won't make mistakes and that we miss it sometimes, but when we allow the cleansing and the forgiveness to come in and we repent of those things, God forgives us and he restores us back unto himself. Praise God. Praise God. I'm continuing, and this is part three, and we'll be finished with this one on today. It's the blessings of God upon Joseph. So this is part three, which will be the final part of this. And the foundation scripture is Genesis 39, chapter 39, verse 2 and 3. And I will read that. And it reads, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph was prosperous everywhere that he went, and the Egyptian's house, Pharaoh's house, Egyptian, wherever Joseph went, they were blessed because of Joseph being there. Now, Egyptians, these were pagan, these were heathen people. They didn't believe in God, so they were pagan. But because of Joseph being there, their house was blessed because of Joseph. And Joseph was a man that feared God. And it was no accident that Joseph prospered in everywhere that he went. Joseph had a right spirit, and he had a right heart. His heart was to please God, because when he was put in situations where to sin, to do something wicked, you know, as with Potiphar's wife, to sleep with her, he had an opportunity, you know, to either comply with what she said, but he refused to. He said, no, I couldn't do this wickedness, you know. He was looking at not only just Potiphar, you know, and Pharaoh, but he was looking at God most of all. He said he could not do this wickedness, you know, in the sight of God. So Joseph, again, it wasn't by accident. Joseph had a heart after God. When you live to please God, God will bless you and prosper you. And people won't understand it. But trusting God. So let's continue on with part three of Joseph. Let's look at Genesis 45 and 1. And again, like I said last week, I reiterate a little bit from last week. It's not, God may speak to us and tell us from the beginning certain things that's going to be. He's only just going to give you a little bit, like he told Joseph, that he was going to rule over his brothers. He told him that, and Joseph told his brothers, I'm going to rule over you. Of course, they didn't like that, and they, you know, put him in a pit. And he, anyway, long story short, he was sold into slavery, into Egypt. That's how he ended up in Egypt. But God spoke to Joseph from the beginning in the dream, showed him in a dream, you're going to rule over your brothers. And yes, he did rule over them. Okay, but all the time God gives us things, we're going to go through a whole lot in between, okay? But he doesn't tell you what all you're going to go through in between. But that's where faith comes in and trust. When we have faith in God and things don't come out sometimes the way we think they should come out, then that's where we trust God for him to bring us out regardless of what happened. As we see with Joseph, Joseph went through where he ended up in prison 13 years for something he didn't do, you know, a lie that was told on him. And from there, you know, he ended up being blessed after going through that awful time, the fire in 13 years of being in prison. But God still prospered him there, but he was still in the confinement of a prison, but he was prosperous. But when God brought him out, he brought him out, I mean, on top, oh, on top. He ended up being governor of Egypt. So all the time, you know, we just have to, when we're going through things, we're to just continue to be steadfast in the Word of God, steadfast in prayer, steadfast in worship and praise and knowing, reassuring God, ourselves with God's word, knowing that he's going to bring you out regardless whatever you're going through. Because that's all it is, you're going through it. Meaning you're going through it, you're going to come out of it because you're walking through it and you're going to come out. And you stay with the right attitude and you're going to come out victorious. Praise God. Now, let's see here. When Joseph saw his brothers, when he revealed himself, chapter 45 of Genesis. Go to Genesis chapter 45. Okay, praise God. Genesis 45. This is when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. And anyway, Joseph, he ends up seeing his brothers, and remind you, he did see them when they first came to Egypt, and they bowed before him, just as he's seen in the dream, they bowed before him. Anyway, he knew who they were, but they did not know who he was. So it became, got to the point to where Joseph could not restrain himself, and he just began to, you know, just to weep and to cry and all. And he even asked the ones that were standing alongside him to leave because he wept and he sobbed so out loud. And so they end up leaving out of his presence. And even if Pharaoh's house had heard about what happened. So Joseph asked his brothers to come to him, and they did, and he identified himself. And as he reminded them, I'm your brother Joseph, whom you sold. So he inquired of his father, was his father still alive, and, you know, and so forth and so on. So his brothers were startled, and I'm sure they were startled, and they're so disturbed, you know, at his presence. And so they probably never expected to see him again, you know, so let alone him, he being in the position that he was in, because he was in the position where he could either sell them food or not. But he chose to be bitter. See, he was a governor of Egypt, and he did not have to sell them anything. He was the one that everyone knew. He knew when everyone comes into Egypt, he knew all that. He was the one in charge of that. So when they came down, you know, and all, and like I said, they bowed down before him, and when he ended up letting them know who he was, but he reassured them right away. Don't get upset. He said, don't be distressed. Don't be disheartened. Don't be vexed. Don't be angry with yourselves because you sold me. And that's what sometimes people do when they end up, when their situations, their bad deeds catch up to them, you know, and they want to be upset with themselves because they blew it. But Joseph assured them, no, don't feel that way. Because you sold me. You sold me here. Joseph said, for God said, he has sent me ahead of you to preserve life. So Joseph did not take anger and be bitter against them. He realized God was in this. Although he went through some difficult times, but he realized God was in this. God sent him there ahead, he said, to preserve life. Joseph recognized God being in the midst of it all. And sometimes when we're going through situations, we don't want to acknowledge that God is in there. We want to put everything on the devil. But this is where we have to know that we know. When we're in a situation, we have to seek the Lord and make sure what is going on here. Is this you, Lord, or what is it? Is the devil? Because we know Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, he came that I may have life and life more abundantly. And sometimes when things happen, we are so quick, like I said, to blame the devil, but we're to seek God and find out, what is this plan? What is this? What's going on here? Is this you, or is this something that I have to walk through, or is this Satan trying to steal? So Joseph recognized that this was the plan of God. And Joseph had every opportunity when he seen them to be bitter against his brothers, you know, and even he could have been bitter to blame God and say, tell God you allowed me to go through this, you know, and all, and I didn't deserve to be treated in this way. But he didn't. He never said that. He was the opposite. He told his brothers to forgive them and to forgive themselves, and obviously Joseph forgave them, because if he did not forgive them, he would not have been sobbing and weeping and all, and because I'm sure all of this was just so overwhelmed, because he loved his brothers, he loved his father, and he was just so overwhelmed. So, and he did not hold any bitterness or any unforgiveness. He didn't blame them. He didn't blame God. But he forgave and he loved them and he walked in love unconditionally. What a such an example of forgiving. And I see here in that, when at the story of Joseph, I see it doesn't really say that scripturally that he was a type of Christ. But I see the same exact pattern, you know, how Joseph's father loved him above all his other children. He loved his father. He loved Joseph so, so much. Joseph was a very special son to him. Okay, and Joseph ended up sold into slavery, and he loved his father, and he loved his brethren. But Joseph never complained of all that he went through. He never complained. He taken it and trusted God through all of this and forgave and loved. And this is an example to all of us of loving and forgiving, whether or not We want to forgive. We are required to forgive. And that's why Joseph was blessed beyond measure, because of his right heart, his right walking in love, walking in forgiveness, having a right spirit. That's so important. Because he could have taken vengeance, but he didn't. Because he was in charge. I mean, how many people, because they're in a situation, they're in charge, and they decide, I'm going to do them just exactly the way they did me. And no, that is not the God way. That is not God's way. God said vengeance belonged to him. He'll repay. But we are to walk in love, and we're not to render evil for evil. But we are, as the word of God said, overcome evil with good. Praise God. So he was in charge and all, and he gave them what they needed. He sold them. They came down to buy food, and he ended up giving them what they needed. But he could have sent them back to Canaan empty-handed, but he chose not to. And Joseph was a man he feared God. He was obedient. And it was not about him, but it was totally about God. Totally about God. And he lived a life that God would be pleased with, because with Potiphar, he could have had that opportunity, but he chose not to. He said he could not sin against God and do that wickedness. So he was a man, another man after God's heart, because of his obedience and his love for God. So it means no dollar amount, no prestige, no fame, no recognition. None of this mattered. None of this mattered as far as when it came down to Joseph. It was strictly obedience. And the word of God tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's look at verse 47. Verse 47 in the 45th chapter. I'm sorry, verse 7. Sam 47, verse 7. Speaking of chapter 47. We're in 45, verse 7. And this is what Joseph said unto his brethren. He said, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Hallelujah. And he sent them, he said, as a posterity. But he sent them, they were a remnant. They were a remnant on the earth that God would use. Remember, these are the Israelites. They were the Israelites. These were the children of Jacob, which Jacob was an Israelite named Israel. And here they were a remnant. So God sent them there, so he said, to save lives by a great escape and save many for many survivors. So God sent him there to preserve life, and he recognized that he was a remnant that God was using. Let's look at verse 8, same chapter. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God, and he made me a father to Pharaoh and the Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt. Praise God. So he recognized that it was that sent him there and to make him ruler over all. And he ended up being over all the land of Egypt. Okay. So Joseph ended up asking them to go on. He asking his brothers. He telling them to go and hurry and get his father and bring him back here, you know, but let him know when you see him that you've seen me and that it's, you know, I'm doing well here. God bless me here. And here in Egypt. So it's 47 and 6. Let's go to the first chapter 47, and we look at the 6th verse. When Joseph sent for his father and all his family to come there, but he sent, he put them into a, into Goshen. This was a land where they had the best of the land, verse 6, chapter 47, verse 6. It said, the land of Egypt is before thee, in the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let them dwell, and if thou knowest any able men among them, then make their rulers over my cattle. So God told him to put them, take the best land. He said, put them in the best land, which was Goshen. And Goshen, it was kind of a land, it don't really say, but it was the best land, and I could never find a definition exactly what Goshen meant, but Goshen was a land that was like inundated. I mean, it was green, it was beautiful, so evidently this land was fruitful land. So he said, give them the best land, which was Goshen, and that's what he chose to give them. So this is when Jacob, Israel, and all his children and their children's children came, and this is where they abode there in Goshen. Okay, and here all of the family there, and Joseph was making sure that they were all provided for. Okay, and so because of the fact there were five more years. They were in the second year of the famine. They had five more years of the famine. So Joseph was making sure that they were there and they were taken care of. So to make a long story short, Joseph, and he brought his father on and all of them, they were all reunited, Joseph and all his brothers. They were reunited there together, all together, and they lived in the land of Goshen where they will be near Joseph, where Joseph was still king over, governor over Egypt. But they lived near Joseph, which was in Goshen, a land that was bountiful, inundated with just plenty, green, beautiful. So, would make long story short, Joseph was continually blessed because of his right spirit, all and bringing his family all reunited together again, and all through this, still Joseph never complained all that he went through, and we take that as an example of his blessing, his prosperity, and all he did. It was not an accident. It was because of his right attitude and a right spirit. And that's what the Psalm David, King David, he understood. When he wrote Psalms 51, I believe it was around verse 5 or 6, and he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. So it's important to know that we have a right spirit, we have a clean heart, because our spirit got to be right. It's not so much that we do everything perfect, because we do miss it sometimes. No, none of us are perfect, and we will not be perfect until we in that glorified body when Jesus comes back for us. But that we try to live according to God's word, and when we miss it, we miss it some way, then we're to repent and get back on track and go on. Because that's what God looks at, the heart. Not that you do everything so perfect all the time, but that you have a willing spirit, you have an obedient spirit, and that you have a forgiving and a loving spirit, and that you're willing, you know, to continue walking on in forgiveness and doing what God said do, even though you miss it. You fall, get up, and get back up, and keep on going. So blessing and prosperity is not accidental. Okay, sowing and reaping is a law, and that goes for good as well as the negative things. So having a heart after God and being committed, you know, to his ways, and that's pleasing to God. And this is why Joseph was so blessed as he was in God's house. Everywhere that he went, the blessing of God was upon him. Didn't matter where you put him or where he went, God's blessing was upon him because he had a right attitude. Praise God. And that's just about all I have for you on today. Finish that up. Praise God. And I hope it all goes well with you. And you will be able to find the rest of that. My notes here were from Genesis chapter 45 and through 47. Genesis chapter 45 and chapters 47. You can read those. Okay? Praise God. And just a reminder that on tonight, prayer changes things. Tonight here on the Spirit Alive Network at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Evangelist Janie Branch with Prayer Changes Things. So come in if you want to end up having a time of prayer. Come and join Evangelist Janie at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the Spirit Alive Network. Praise God. And thank you so much for tuning in on this day. And just like to thank you wherever you're listening at, Facebook, studio, chat room. Thank God for you listeners. And I always pray that whatever you hear, it would inspire you, empower you, and impact you. Praise God. And remember 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. This has been the Faith Cafe. So from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we say, be ye transformed, and good night, and God bless you.